Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. All right. Over the weekend, you guys had a little homework assignment to do. Everybody promised me that they were going to watch the first 20 minutes of the first episode of Downton Abbey.
Downtown Abbey. That's right.
Downtown Abbey. That's as Vinny would say.
And I can't wait to finish this assignment. I will absolutely get
so you didn't even start the assignment. Yuzi also, she's like, I didn't say I'd do it. I don't even have Amazon. Oh, wait, yes, I do. And she did say she'd do it. And
I have Amazon Prime, but I was like, I'm so not interested in that. But I'm going to go that stupid
I asked for
movie.
20 minutes.
Oh, you, I mean, that's awesome, a stupid great movie. Yeah.
She's going to go to the movie, but she's never seen a single episode of the show. And
well,
now,
wait, so are you saying the movie, being a fan of the show is important in order to be able to watch the movie?
I truly don't know if you need to have seen the show, because I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
It's supposedly just a standalone movie. I have no idea if they'll introduce everyone or just make the assumption that you know who everyone is. I don't know how that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to have Mrs. Patmore on, which is exciting. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that the old lady?
No. Mrs. Patmore is the head cook. And she's funny. She's just great.
Good.
She's a good character.
So Vinny did watch.
I did watch it.
Oh,
so
you
I
did?
Watched. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
So first of all, there I was about to put on John Wick 3.
Uh-huh. When you remembered you had homework, you're the only one who cares
Porky!
About me enough.
I'm so mad right now. Mm-hmm. So through gritted teeth.
You press play on Amazon Prime, right?
Right. So the first thing I realized is I've already seen the first episode.
Oh,
it's
Nuh-uh.
The guy with the limp and he falls over and it's the guy who he
knew
before.
Oh, how did you see it?
I don't know.
You must have
Does
watched
Christina
it.
Watch it?
Some
no,
point.
Because she watched it with me. We watched the first episode together.
The whole first episode?
Yeah.
Probably because you think? Mentioned it, Sarah.
Well, what she thought is it's time to go to bed, and so we went to bed. But so I haven't talked to her about it. Here's the thing. I'll give it another episode, too, because I need to see from
Listen,
where this goes.
I'll take it. I only asked for 20 minutes. You watched the whole thing.
So there's a point where the guy, the main guy, he's the Duke?
He's the Earl, I think, isn't he? I don't know what he is. Yeah, Lord Grantham.
So he's the Earl.
But he's a Crawley. It's weird.
What?
Yeah. Crawley?
That's my problem is a lot of stuff that's happening in this first episode, there's this assumption that you get it. And
well,
I guess it'll be
out.
Later explained, but he's like,
he's a lord of a grand house.
I've given my life to Downton. And I'm like, dude, you have 25 to 50 wait staff. You haven't done... And besides, I bet the taxpayers in that... Downton would love to see you not only cut your staff, but open up and shut down half the castle.
He married his wife to get her fortune to keep Downton Abbey going.
So Downton was going under.
It was.
Is Downton Abbey...
It's just a house. So
it's a
home.
It's not like a town.
It's a, well, here's the thing.
There has to be a town
there's
to
a
support
village,
that place.
And it is. So it's sort of one of the last holdouts for these lordship things where there's a dude in a big mansion and he supports the community and the community supports him. And it's almost like a protectorate, like a feudal times.
Mm-hmm.
Except there's nothing happening other than him milking the town for the money to keep that thing afloat.
Yeah, I don't know how all that works. But...
They are... Okay, just so you know, this is the kind of thing that makes my stomach turn. There's a person ironing the newspaper for him.
Right, so that the ink doesn't get on
him. The paper comes, and then it's put into a room where a guy who is clearly being paid a wage, whatever that, probably underpaid, is ironing each page of the newspaper for this guy.
To set the ink. You got to keep watching because they go in depth about how they, how the whole thing works and how that entire arrangement works, like that, you know, people are proud of these jobs that they have.
Sounds like a
working
lot of
at these.
Crap to me.
Well, so that's, I mean,
they're a very privileged family.
Right, and that's the thing. So I'm watching,
but they're
the show,
born to it,
and I'm going.
And the girl can't inherit it. His eldest daughter, because all he has is daughters, she can't inherit, and so she's got to find a husband.
That's what all the
who will then inherit
off.
It.
Only men. I know. So look, it's the early 1900s. I mean, it's great, and the arc that the show takes is amazing.
So I'd forgotten, but then the show. They show, there's a picture of, there's a tragedy happens, and then they show the picture of this boat, and I'm like, oh, it's the Titanic sinking.
Right.
Oh.
No, what?
So it opens on the day that they get the news that the Titanic sinks.
Any of their
family members? So is
that
1908
members?
Or something? And yes.
I don't want to spoil, well, hold on. I don't want to spoil too much, but
so someone who was going to help keep that in their family by marrying Mary is sayonara.
Oh, interesting.
So I found some of it interesting, some of it stomach turning. I'm going to give it another episode because I need to see, like, as this guy's like, I've given my life to Downton. I'm like, oh, I don't know, Holmes. I bet the people of Downton have given you a lot more than you've given them.
Well,
but
listen,
we'll see.
These are the attitudes that people in the early 19, I mean, and long before. I mean, that's the thing about it. The acting's amazing. And it just gives you this glimpse into this time as times were changing, as women were becoming more empowered. And as the working class was like, what the F is up with the dude in the castle? You know, so it's really interesting.
All right. 415. Hey, Sarah, I did my assignment and watched the first 20 minutes of Downton Abbey. I am now on the 5th episode.
Oh, wow.
It's okay, but not amazing. Someone else says, I went to the early screening last Thursday. They give you an 8 to 10 minute recap of the series prior to the movie.
Oh, fantastic.
Someone else says, I did my assignment and I'm on the 5th episode. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, boom. I'm telling you, it doesn't take long to get hooked on that show. If you do another episode, you might find yourself watching it because you just start to give a
well, that's
ass
what
about
I need,
these characters.
But that's what I'm saying. I need to have that because when he... I don't mean to keep going back to that quote, but when he says that, I'm just like, all I could think of is, dude, look at your life.
Downton's given a lot to you.
There's
too.
A guy shoveling horse crap somewhere who is paying you to get your newspaper ironed. You bitch. You know?
Well, you got to watch it.
All right. Oh, and the hot redhead from Game of Thrones is on there.
Yes. Rose Leslie.
She looks so young.
I know. Well, I think she left that show to go do Game of Thrones.
Would
she
have
plays
to.
Ygritte yeah. on there. Yeah.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah. Man, like it her. Just, it's good. You know what? I'm actually jealous. If you do jump onto it, and for the people who've just jumped on because of the homework assignment, like, you're so lucky. You have, I don't know how many seasons and how many hours.
It's like six or seven seasons.
Yeah. With, you know, I think. Maybe 12 episodes per. I don't know how many each season, but it's just great. Okay, just really quickly, what did you want to tell us about Alec Baldwin's roast on Comedy Central, Bryn?
Oh, I was going to wing it with you. We're not doing charts first, though? All right.
Let's just let's do one of the performers, then I'll do the charts, then we'll see if there's time left for, like, who did you think was the best?
Well, Sean Hayes is the one.
So Sean Hayes was the roast master, and he is getting the best reviews.
Oh.
So he sets the whole thing up.
So I'll just roll it. Yeah?
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go. There's more of him talking about Robert De Niro. Here it is.
Bullwinkle.
Cute.
And Caitlyn Jenner. Sean Hayes talking about Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. Easy. That's a good one.
I have a little bit of Robert De Niro, a tiny bit of him saying just a couple things.
Okay, here. So this is Robert De Niro.
This is Robert De Niro.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And the last one I wanted to do was Ireland, Alec's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to zip through it all.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Fine.
Wow.
Alec do a rebuttal too? Find that for after the music. Actually, don't bother. We're going to do the music. I'm not going to put any more on you.
He's busy.
He is busy. Look, he just looks at me like, oh, what do I do? We're going to do the music. Okay, here we go. These are the top 10 albums in the country at this moment. New at number 10 is The High Women. 34,000 copies. This is like Maren Morris and is it Kelsey Ballerini? I don't know who's in there. There's a bunch of girls.
What are they called again?
High Women. Is Reba in this?
What'd you say?
Reba's not one of them?
Mm-mm. No, I do hear a little twang like that, though. Yeah. Brandi Carlile, Natalie...
Maines?
Hemby?
Oh, I don't know her.
And Maren Morris and Amanda Shires.
Oh, okay. Well, they're called the
Pretty.
High Women.
I like
and as
it.
You mentioned, it's like there's the Highwayman.
The Highwayman was high a woman. Super, a country... A male country supergroup that included Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, among others.
Norman Effin Rockwell is at number 9. That's the Lana Del Rey record, 35,000 copies of that.
That is awesome.
At number 8 is Billie Eilish, 37,000 copies of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? At number 7 is Tool, 38,000 copies of Fear Inoculum. Lizzo has the number 6 spot, 39,000 copies of Cause I Love You. Go, Yeezy.
Take your ass home. Come back when you grow.
Oh, I smell the karaoke of this for Yuzette in the future. This is good.
Woo!
At number 5 is Lil Tecca. It's called We Love You, Tecca, 49,000 copies.
Hey, I have a karaoke version here if you want to have Yuzette sing.
Yuzette,
that.
You want to sing a little,
no.
Sing a little Jerome?
You don't.
I don't think so.
Sure?
I think I just did. That's all I know. I don't know any other words.
Here
I don't even know
all
how
the words
goes.
Are right here. Jerome. Right here. You can come over here.
Is this part? Jerome.
Go.
Jerome.
Yeah.
Take your ass home.
Yeah.
Come back when you grow home. Jerome.
You gotta watch this show.
Take your lazy ass home. Come back when you grow home.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
That was fantastic.
Yuzette. Oh my God. If you were watching that, I mean, the balled up fist, the squeezed together eyes, that was.
If you weren't watching, you can watch it on Facebook Live.
You
that's
sure
the only
can.
Way.
That's the way. Yeah. On the Alice Facebook page.
Right.
Insta Facebook. Tweet. Anyway, Lizzo's at number 6. Lil Tecca's at number 5. Young Thug's at number 4. So Much Fun, it's called. 53,000 copies. That was awesome, Yuzette.
Thank you. You got to catch me off guard.
Singing is just feels so good. Let it out. All right, there's Young Thug. New at number 3 is, I don't know if she won The Voice, but I guess that's where she's known from. Melanie Martinez is her name. I want to say she was on like years ago, 2012 or something.
I don't
and
know
she
her.
Actually wrote and directed and starred in a movie called K-12, and that's the name of this record, K-12. So it debuted in third place, 57,000 copies. She's cute as a button.
What is all the coughing?
That's part of the song.
The song
she's is coughing.
Called Nurse's Office. So
all right, that's Melanie Martinez. I guess this is a movie, too.
Weird.
Yeah, the coughing is distracting. Taylor Swift's Lover sold another 104,000 copies for number 2. Uh-oh! You need to calm down. And new at number 1, selling 489,000 copies, is Post Malone, Hollywood's Bleeding. And there you have it. Those are the top albums in the country at this moment. It's about 8:24. I have time to squeeze one more thing in here. So I'm looking at it. Like, I got the Felicity Huffman story. Man, she got 14 days in prison for her part in the Varsity Blues. I wanted to mention this, though. You know those Property Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Drew and Scott, or whatever
their names are.
You're
about to make me mad.
I am about to make you mad.
No, I know the story, and I was mad when I read it, and I'm mad. I'm still mad.
Dude, scoring.
What do you mean?
So one of them, which one? It's Jonathan. Their last name is Scott. Drew
one
and Jonathan
married,
Scott.
Right? And the other one is single, and the story
breaks.
You know
what's too bad is that the one who's single has a long-time girlfriend who's been on some of his shows and in the specials, a little cute Asian girl, and clearly she's been kicked to the curb. Because this guy's
maybe
now dating.
Maybe she left him.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Probably not. I think he met Zooey Deschanel.
Oh.
And the whole
up in
world
his game.
Changed.
I read that and I'm like, this guy, these HGTV guys are getting movie starlets. She's not, and she's also
a singer.
He and Shim and her.
Him and her. She and him.
She and, I don't know, but she's in a band.
Her and
too.
Him. Her. He and her.
She does movies.
Yeah.
She sings in a band.
She's quirky.
And she's going out with a property brother.
Yeah. On Friday, they were spotted holding hands in public. It looks like Jonathan Scott told Us Weekly a while ago, I am seeing someone, but I'm a very private person, so I don't typically talk about that. Last month, Jonathan's brother, Drew Scott, posted pictures of Drew and Jonathan in a car with Zooey and her sister, Emily Deschanel. They were filming an episode of Carpool Karaoke, and apparently that's where they met. And the love connection was made.
Oh, well.
Zooey and her husband, Jacob Pechenik, got married in 2015. They have two kids, a 4-year-old daughter, a 2-year-old son, and sources are saying they've been separated for several months. Hmm. Or everybody broke up with their longtime significant others when they met and the world fell away.
Dang.
So congratulations, property brothers. You scored a hot property.
I can't believe it.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Granny flats make the news.
Granny flats? Hmm.
You know what that is?
Is it like an additional
carriage
unit?
House, right.
Oh, nice. And I thought it was going to be like the orthopedic shoes your mom
wears. No, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Coming up at 9 o'clock. Your chance to win tickets to the Hello Mega Tour, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, Oracle Park, July 21st, 2020.
Yeah!
It's a ways off, you guys.
2020.
Yeah. It's a ways off. Almost a year. But just, you know, put it in your calendar with some reminders, maybe a month out. Tickets go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com, and we've got your chance to win them all week at 9, noon, 3, and 5 every day this week. Hello Mega Tour tickets for you.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans.
Your way.
Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at
firstnorcalcu.org.
Here's what's happening. Rain fell today.
Yeah.
It looks like there might be some more.
I'm bummed.
Did they say when? My app said Wednesday. Does that article say?
Let's see here.
What does the long term look like? Like, that's going away, right? This is just like a little blip.
It's going to heat up again, yes.
I need
or what
to
I
not
saw was
for,
the weekend, we're going to see hot weather again.
And then I'm looking at, oh boy, next week looks really hot too.
No, I don't see when the next rainstorm's coming through, but they say, let's see. No. Oh, Tuesday night and Wednesday is the second system. Mm. So today and then Tuesday night, Wednesday into Wednesday.
Yeah, it
was
full on
rain in this morning, though.
And then it looks like sun for a while. I just am not ready for winter yet. I just have to steel myself for it, you know?
Oh.
I hate when it starts raining. It's depressing, you know? Gets me down.
Depressing?
Gets me down.
You live in California.
Still.
Come on.
Just gray every day. I'm miserable out.
What?
I don't like it.
You're from Boston.
Yeah, I mean, at least like there's, you know, I don't know. We get rain all the time in Boston. So it's like, I know, wah.
Yeah,
whatever,
I mean, you're supposed to be sturdier than this.
Yeah, it's just depressing because it just never stops. All right, I get it. I like summer.
Bye, summer. Have a good one.
Don't leave. Summer, never leave.
From the front page of today's Mercury News, there's a story about how there's an app or a company, a Bay Area startup called Abodu, Abadu? A-B-O-D-U. Abodu.
Abadu.
Abadu. Okay.
I don't know what it is. Abode you. Is it a body?
Abode
thing?
You.
Or is
that
it a
might
house
be
thing?
It. It's a house thing.
Oh.
They are figuring out how to help people get through all the red tape so they can build granny flats at their house, also known as carriage houses.
Yeah. Guest house.
Guest house.
In-law unit.
So these things are a renter's dream, number one. If you can get onto a night with a nice family that's got a place, a unit in back where it's quiet and you can.
A lot of people do guest house living.
Oh, it'd be amazing. They're hard to find, though. You can't just find them.
Well, a lot of times people actually have their in-laws living in those, or they're, you know, it's where it's, they call it a granny flat for a reason because granny lives there. Mm.
I guess one
or
of
your
the,
kid you don't want in your basement.
One of the problems, and you guys have done a lot of construction in your lives. I'm sure you've gone through the city planning process.
It
becomes
unbelievable.
So full of red tape.
Isn't it fun, you guys?
No.
That
you
not isn't fun. It fun?
Still doing it. Going to check out my engineer today.
Oh, really?
God, yep. Again with your appointments.
We're actually going to try never and ended. get a permitted granny unit next year.
Oh.
Wait,
with the she shack?
We're gonna shed? The point the hope is that we can, because that's just a that the she shack is literally that. It doesn't have a bathroom, there's no plumbing or anything. But when we redid the yard, we dug a conduit out there so that we could, if they permit it, we would be able to have plumbing.
Wow, and, look at you.
I know.
Wow.
We prepared for the future.
Who's live there?
One of my kids probably. It'll be like he moved out of the house.
Well, that's nice.
Or not. Or it'll just be a guest house. Because
you know what?
We don't have a guest room anymore. Mm.
Talk about you could do way worse than having a granny flat in that yard. Mm. Sean would be in heaven.
Oh, it'd be great. He'd have his own garden.
I'd be like, I'm never getting a job. Forget it.
Well, he'll have to have
this
a job.
This is where I live.
I told him I'll support him as long as he's in school. As long as he's going to college.
There you go, buddy. Stay in school.
Just stay
you're
in school
50.
Forever. Right. That'll be fine with me.
Anyway,
when
this
I get
story,
old, you can wipe my ass for me.
There you go.
Why it's always got it every time with that?
Yeah, that's not happening. I'll kill myself before then. Don't worry. I just don't want to be that person whose ass gets wiped by someone else. I just don't want that.
Get those bidet units, man.
How did this conversation get so ugly so fast?
I don't know. He said my kid was going to live
dirty
out there.
Dirty butts and
I'm
suicide?
I'm trying to think about what use I can put him to.
Anyway,
he
this
can spoon
company
feed
might
me my
be
food.
Some way for you to get a granny flat built. I know that there's a lot of problems in the Bay Area, right? There's too many with
Well, they're actually really loosening all the restrictions
That's
that come
what
with
this
it.
Is
they want to get those built.
Right. That's what this is about.
We need housing.
Mm. I don't know.
Or can you put like those tiny, a tiny house?
A tiny house, yeah.
What they need is huge skyscraper apartment complexes that are really cheap.
Mm. Yeah, that's
super duper
cheap.
Super cheap.
Yeah.
Don't tell me not cheap. Super cheap.
When they're cheap, they start leaning over.
Super duper cheap. Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, how everyone's sort of taking it on there, like between the tent cities and look. I know Michael Franti made the news with his going to City Hall and saying, you can't let these people live in my street anymore. That's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Where someone just parks an RV
and sets
and
up camp.
Stays until you chase them out of there.
Right.
And I hate to say it, I can't be sure, I haven't talked to Michael, but I bet his welcoming attitude in the beginning is what probably created the trouble he's having now.
Well, he is actually he's sort of understanding with that stuff. It's just that when there's fighting and screaming and drug deals
going
on. Well,
but that's what I'm saying.
And
so he, you know, I mean, I think he even said we had some of these guys over for Christmas dinner or whatever. Mm. You start creating a welcoming attitude and everyone's like,
hey, can
these
I use your bathroom?
Guys are great.
Right.
We can stay here, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Come over here. Mm.
And now they've got trouble. Yeah. And worse for him is he leaves on tour all the time.
Right, so there's his wife and kid.
Right. What's that a picture of, Bryn?
This is, what is it called? A Bodu, whatever? So this is the inside of this backyard living unit that we're talking about here.
Oh, wow, look at that.
It's killer.
It's just a little, how much does it cost?
Oh, I didn't see a price. Just
we need to see the price. It's just course, a little living room, kitchenette, a bathroom, and a bedroom.
Starts with take a look first before we take a look.
I bet you that's really inexpensive. It's a perfect solution to the big problem we're having.
I'm sure it's prefab, right? They probably just set it up.
What do you bet?
There's the bathroom.
Yeah. Hey. Tiny, but great.
15K?
I don't know. That looks like more than 15K.
510 says, I have an in-law unit that will be available 11-1, Oakland Hills, $2,000 a month.
Oh, boy.
Well, someone says, they're calling this, I haven't heard this term, Vinny. We looked at new homes in Roseville. The subdivision had lots of homes with generational housing.
Oh, so that must be that, an additional unit. Well, maybe even a
part
of the house.
With an extra small home
off.
Built on the property, which was basically a granny flat.
Right. Well, and granny flat probably is an outdated term that makes grannies feel bad. So now they're going with generational housing. I get it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Got to be PC, everyone.
Right.
I like granny
Whatever. A two-year study of more than 5,000 people shows this one activity destroys your emotional, physical health. One thing
that we're doing
that destroys your emotional and physical health. What could it be?
One thing that we're all doing now is Facebook.
It's Facebook.
It's Facebook.
Oh,
it's Facebook.
Look at you.
It's Facebook.
Give her $5.
Yeah, $5.
It may sound like the typical antisocial media crankiness, but they say after this big study of 2 years, Facebook is the one thing
that's bringing you down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is true. It's like that whole FOMO thing happened because of that. You know, I gave up Facebook a while ago. I'm better for it. I mean, I'm still on Instagram, so I guess I'm not technically completely off of the breast, but it's just, oh God, you'd get sucked in and then just read all these angry things people were writing. And I just like
I've got pricing for you.
Great. Abode you.
How much was Abode you?
So it starts at 199K.
200
so
grand.
200, yeah, but
that's a lot.
But I got 15. Is there one for 15?
and it's about $5. It's 5,000. I mean, not $5 for permitting fees.
So you're looking at
get the permit
for 5,000. Yeah,
you got a house for 10?
Maybe if you have some sort of payment plan or loans, you probably can pay that off.
Yeah,
in no
so basically,
time.
I need a mortgage for the but other
house.
But
you can't find a nice condo out here for less than 200. So
you can't.
Yeah.
It's true.
And it takes about 6 months. They'll be in your home within 2 weeks, it said,
to
do the evaluation.
Huh. Oh, that's amazing.
Guaranteed. Wow.
Guaranteed.
No, listen, that's one. There are a lot of options for prefab housing that are far less than that. We were actually looking into one that looked amazing, this modern thing. They build it and it was way less, like 30 grand.
When we started looking at for houses, there was one in Burlingame. I don't know if you remember this.
I do remember this, and you didn't.
We loved the house.
Yep.
We were going to buy it.
Yep.
We were ready to put in a bid. We had everything figured out, but there was a granny flat built
in the
unpermitted granny flat. And they were like, there's a possibility that when this deal goes through, they'll make you tear that down.
Mm.
Like
no,
the plumbing was
that.
None of the stuff was. And I said that's part of the deal. And the guy goes, we can go to the city and ask them. And I'm like, then I'll screw these people over. They built this thing without any permits. If I go and
then
tattle,
they'll find them.
Then they might have to tear it down before they even sell their house.
Mm.
And the guy's like, well, yeah, but you don't want to get burned. I'm like, I don't want to burn them either. I'm out.
Yeah,
just
good for
write
you.
Me off. I'm going to go find something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know what I love to do? Drive all the time, every day.
Well, you got that in spades now.
Yeah. Woo! You're
I figured
in
it out.
Wow.
Driving
you
around.
You living your best life.
Oh, God.
You got nothing else to do anyway.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah. It's not like you got dad duties or anything.
Right.
You kidding me? That gives you an extra hour a day away from that family of yours.
Unlucky.
2 hours even.
Right.
A new survey found the average American spends $1,796 on simple pleasures each year.
Hmm. $1,900, you say?
Mm-hmm. No, 1,700.
Okay, so what?
It still seems light.
What do they mean by simple pleasures?
Because here I'm going to tell you,
a meal?
Our
a meal?
Favorite simple pleasures include taking a long hot shower.
Oh,
are you
oh,
kidding?
That is so.
We can't do that around here. Are you
it's
nuts?
So nice,
we
though.
Live in a drought state.
Once in a while, you just stand there and just let the water pound on you.
Yeah,
while
pound
your tears
on the door. Get
down
out
your
of
face.
There, you water waster. A comfortable bed.
Mm.
Yeah, that costs more than the. I had this. Oh, we're about to do it, but yeah, I had two.
Because it's a good bed we're on now.
Way too many people are sleeping on hand-me-down beds. I'll have to find the story for you, do it another time. But it's shocking how many people.
Well, is that the story, hand-me-down beds?
A great bed's a big investment, but it's worth it.
Oh, my God.
I love my bed.
Wait till we tell you about it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, not even.
Watching a sunrise or sunset. Simple pleasures include going to the movies, holding hands with someone you love. What about doing it?
It's a simple pleasure, not one of those complicated.
That's not that complicated. I know exactly what to do. Mm. Take me like 15 minutes.
Can't we just hold hands? Wouldn't that be all right?
I mean, buying new clothes, eating ice cream, cooking your favorite meal, and listening to your favorite music is our number one simple pleasure. Mm. Music. I love it.
John's birthday's tomorrow. I got to figure out something to do. Just reminded me.
Well, what do you? What does that mean?
I don't know. I think I'll just get him flowers and a card.
Just bone him real good. You know,
oh no, I'll do that's okay. For sure. You get a birthday bang, no doubt.
I mean, that's birthday always. Bang. I just feel like you don't have to put. It's so simple.
I like to just make sure that he simple. Knows I'm thinking of him. You know,
right.
It's just a random birthday. I think.
Well, you know what
to
do.
54. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Well, maybe he's 55.
Right.
Yes,
what's the difference?
The extra.
Yeah, just do the extra.
I'm not
stuff.
Doing the extra, extra stuff.
Oh, please.
He doesn't.
Oh,
you know what? Sarah. I guarantee you, he doesn't even want the extra stuff.
Oh my
he
god.
Likes, he likes. He likes. I let
Maybe
him.
Maybe he
leave.
Just doesn't know he wants it.
Well,
I keep telling him. Listen, everyone says this is great.
Deciding
I'll do
what
it.
He wants. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Sarah.
You are.
Listen,
you
I offer everything. That guy can have whatever he wants from me. He just doesn't want all that
what?
Stuff.
What?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, tomorrow's his birthday. I gotta figure something out. I think he might be turning 55. Because I think, I'm not positive, because I'm going to turn 53.
Mm. I think what was the year? What's the year?
64.
55.
Yeah, he'll be 55.
Order him some dinner.
Oh, he's 55.
I know.
That is brutal.
We moved out here, he was 31.
Oh, my God.
Or possibly 32.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's crazy.
Check this out. It's National Guacamole Day, everybody.
Oh, I heard that.
Guacamole Day.
Good, I'll make some tacos, some guacamole.
Guacamole.
So good.
Say, how does
Isla say it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do it.
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Guacamole.
You have to make her some today.
God,
then.
It's the best.
It is delicious.
I like it really plain. I just like mashed avo, half a lime, bunch of salt. It's all
I always buy it from Whole Foods, pre-made.
Oh.
Yeah, I just
so
I can't
good.
Have any onion in it.
Is it
that
good pre-made?
Oh,
I never
so
buy pre-made.
So good, they buy it. They make it fresh there at Whole Foods.
Uh-huh.
So other than the plastic carton, which is
that's
you know
a bummer.
The death of the world, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually will eat like half of it for lunch.
Yeah,
you know, like
so good. Mm-hmm. Smear it on every sandwich. Right. Eat it with eggs. Everything. Oh.
Guacamole.
A little Cholula on top of that.
It's National Guacamole Day. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to use the chicken I made last night. Just shred it up, baby. Cook some shells. Fry some shells.
Sounds good. Amen. What time?
Noon.
3:30?
Did I
say
that?
Is that Vinny?
I didn't say that.
It sure sounds
like
you.
He did something to your voice. That's not me.
That's my suspicion, but that sounds exactly. You made me sound exactly like Vinny.
Put it in my mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
Our text number. Oh boy, is 800-400-3.
I'll play the.
You are a bad HGTV fan.
Oh, I'm not even. I don't.
Drew
like the...
married the longtime Asian girlfriend last year. Jonathan's the one that's been single for a while.
Oh, so he has that blonde. He had a blonde girlfriend.
The blonde girl
okay,
is the
God.
One.
Phew, I felt bad for the Asian girl. It's like, wow. You know, she seemed to be the boss of him, too. I was like, ooh, he must have had enough of that. But I guess he married her. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about the Property Brothers. They're not my jam. I like a lot more stuff on the DIY network. There's this dude, oh my God, Vinny. It's so funny. I don't know his name, but he's on this show called Restored. And he's like this, and he's talking like, oh, well, next thing you know, we gotta go. I'm like, oh, and he's this big dopey dude in construction boots, Bermuda shorts, and a big one of those 10-gallon hats.
Uh-huh.
What a doof. I can't stop watching
but
him.
But you love him.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but he's certainly, he gets my attention. I sit and watch. Like, oh my, and I'm like, oh, when's the next Vanilla Ice project going to be on. I like that show, too.
Yay, Uzette!
Oh, what? Yay, Uzette.
Says 408. Great performance.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, certainly had a lot of soul. Take your lazy ass home. That was good.
Yeah, real good.
I just love the enthusiasm.
All right.
Reset, please. When is the actress who plays Mrs. Patmore going to be on the show?
I don't know. When is that?
Friday.
Friday.
Friday, 8 a.m.
And what is her name, Uzette? I have it somewhere.
You know what? I don't have it. I have Anthony working on a one sheet.
Perfect. Let's see here. Leslie Nichol is her name. Mrs. Patmore. Right. You must have met her in the first episode, right? She's getting the dinner together and running the kitchen down there.
Maybe.
Older lady, heavy. She's the queen. Yeah. She's the cook.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't.
She looks really mean.
Oh, she's great, though. She's such a sweet lady on the show.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Vinny, it's not just about a privileged family. You'll also fall in love with most of the Downton Abbey servants.
Yeah.
And hate a couple.
It's like upstairs, downstairs.
Their stories are also main topics. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm telling you what I
it's mostly
took
about the
away
servants,
from it.
Really. Well,
and what I needed to know is, what's this guy doing for these people besides saying he's dedicated his life to Downton and having people press his newspaper daily?
Yeah, watch one more.
All right.
And let me hear what you think, since you've already watched this one.
I mean, he did, spoiler alert, he did save the guy with the limp.
Yeah.
There at the end.
Oh.
Wait! Stop!
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Get out of there and we'll have no more discussion of it.
We'll say no more about it. Not another word.
Vinny needs to remember the time period. Quit living in the present and let yourself live in 1914.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good. Oh, it's so good.
Well, I really don't like that one servant already.
Which one, Thomas?
The gay guy.
How do you know he's gay?
Because he was with the other Duke.
Boy, is that all in the first episode?
It's all right there.
Boy.
Uh-huh. He's like...
He's a bad, twisted
totally
man.
Totally blackmailing this dude. And the guy goes, oh, you have something. Do you mean these? And he holds these letters the guy had been keeping. And the guy's like, oh, how did you get those? He throws them in the fire and then they wrestle. They wrestle each other while the notes burn.
You can't believe how bad Thomas is. But he's also...
Thomas is the jerk.
Thomas is that. He's
the
footman, whatever he is. There's so much weirdly... he's a crazy character. I mean, awful. He's an awful person. But he has his moments. And then the lady, Mrs. Grantham's, or whatever, Mrs. Crawley's servant... can't think of her name right now, but she and Thomas are like in it together. They're evil
in it,
just all the things they're
trouble.
They're all the bad things that happen downstairs.
Oh boy.
Is it because they want money, or what do they want?
They just want the world to be the way they want it to be, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know what their motivation is. They just hate everybody else. They just want to screw everyone over. They hate Mr. Bates. He's the guy with the limp.
You know, I can't help, but it's a little too close to something else. Can't help
Mr. Bates?
Yeah.
What's it close to? I don't understand.
Well, you need to listen to the show when they say it fast. You're like,
what? Mr. Bates.
What?
Oh, I see.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break while you all think about that. We'll do something else after this. Sleep number. You know, quality sleep, like diet and exercise, it's essential for optimal health and performance in your life. You need to be a good performer in your life. Everybody's sleep needs are different. So the Sleep Number 360 smart beds with Sleep IQ technology sense your movements, automatically adjust firmness, comfort, support to keep everybody who's sleeping in that bed sleeping comfortably. You each get to dial up your own Sleep Number setting.
Anytime you're in a relationship, you make compromises, but you won't have to compromise on comfort with the Sleep Number bed. Nice. You get your own setup.
That's right. My Sleep Number setting is a 30. I think I went down to a 30. I'm a 30 now. Where are you at?
I'm at a 45 sleep number, and that is something that you'll set with they have a
remote.
You
can change it, yeah.
But you have an app on your phone. You can change it. You can change the bed. If you get the adjustable base, you can change the bed with your phone.
That's right. What you need to do is go into a Sleep Number store. That's the only place you can get a Sleep Number bed, and have them show you what these are all about. There's a location in Redwood City. There's one in Santa Rosa and one in Petaluma.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.